You're listening to SBS News.
A renegade military leader in Libya is not backing down from his assault on the country's capital. General Khalifa Haftar is a military commander from the east of Libya who leads the Libyan National Army. Forces loyal to his cause launched an offensive last week against Tripoli, which is controlled by Libya's UN-backed government. The UN warns civilians are increasingly being caught up in the evolving civil conflict. The United Nations' Stefan Dujarric says about 3,000 people have been forced to flee since fighting escalated.
We're calling for a temporary humanitarian truce to allow for the provision of emergency services and the voluntary passage of civilians, including those wounded, from the areas of conflict.
In a recent flashpoint, General Haftar's forces launched an air raid on Tripoli's only running airport. The strikes on the facility, also used by civilians, have been denounced by the United Nations. A spokesperson for General Haftar's troops said civilian planes were not targeted. But the United Nations' Stefan Dujarric says civilians are increasingly being threatened by the civil unrest.
The escalation of violence in and around Tripoli has caused the displacement of some 3,400 people fleeing from fighting and has blocked emergency services from reaching casualties and civilians. Fighting has also damaged electricity lines. Clashes with heavy weapons are affecting residential areas, and an unknown number of civilians are unable to flee these locations.
Libya's capital, Tripoli, is protected by a series of armed militias that support the UN-backed government. General Haftar claims this array of armed groups has taken control of the city. At least 25 people, including civilians and government fighters, have been killed and 80 wounded so far. The father of one of those soldiers among those grieving.
Take our revenge on this criminal, Khalifa Haftar, who's killing our children. He's coming to invade Tripoli.
A spokesperson for Libya's UN-backed government has declared a volcano of anger operation in response to the unrest. Mohamed Gennano vowing to protect Libyan cities against what it believes are illegitimate aggressors.
We are pledging to our people that we will preserve the civil state. We are inviting the delusional and brainwashed to surrender their weapons. The battle is over, and we will not allow the militarization of the nation. Libya will not be a military state.
One government fighter, who did not want to be named, supported that pledge.
This capital we will protect with our lives. We once protected Misrata against Gaddafi, but this time we say we will give our lives for Tripoli.
Libya is no stranger to conflict. The country has seen a patchwork of rival powers vie for control since the overthrow of former leader Muammar Gaddafi 8 years ago. Aside from the UN-backed government, a parallel parliament in Libya's east is supported by General Haftar. The former officer of Muammar Gaddafi was exiled to the US before returning to Libya. Head of the Eastern Parliament, Aguila Saleh, defends the military commander's mission to expel armed groups from the capital.
Rest assured, the Libyan National Army in Tripoli is safeguarding the lives of residents. Their properties and freedoms are trusted with every soldier of the LNA. If the militias kidnapping the capital leave, the LNA has stated they will be protecting this negotiation meeting.
The United Nations, United States and European Union have all urged a ceasefire to the escalating conflict. Fighting threatens to disrupt oil supplies, fuel migration to Europe and block United Nations plans for elections to end rivalries between parallel administrations. But Kamran Bukhari of the Centre for Global Policy warns General Haftar's insurgence could be prolonged.
Tripoli is going to be, he's going to face a lot of resistance. So we're looking at, a long protracted conflict. Not that Libya hasn't already seen that, but, in the case of his forces taking aim at the capital, Tripoli.
Tom Stainer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.